We're going to try to make it with God's help. I've already been told tonight by a preacher brother, didn't want any leftovers, so warmed over stuff. So we're going to try to do what we can. Do what we can here tonight. We really are. I feel like God has dealt with me tonight. I know last night when you go to talking about pride and things of that nature, I don't expect you just to shout and run the aisles in the back of the pews and that kind of stuff, but nevertheless, we as homeless people are battling with some things that it will definitely take God to help us. It really will. It really will. But I believe God wants to help us. Even in these last days, I do. Even in the turmoil that our country is in, I believe that God is still, He is still God. Tonight in the book of Revelations, would you look with me tonight? Revelations chapter 3. I want to begin reading with verse 14 to the end of that chapter. Brother Paul Markey has already mentioned some from this chapter tonight, testifying, but I still feel this on my heart. Verse 14 of Revelation chapter 3. It says, "And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. He said, I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. He said, I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich in white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear. And anoint thine eyes with eyesight, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent." But notice, verse 20, he said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him, and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches." You can be seated. Thank you for standing, reading of God's word. I want to preach from this tonight. If God will help me, you'll pray for me. He said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him, and he with me. Used 2 years ago, one of my sayings was, come on and help me now. I was bad about that. But as I'm getting older and white-headed and gray-headed, I've gotten away from that, and I say, just be patient with me and give me time. All right? So just be patient with me right here. Here he said, if any man hear my voice. Do we as a church believe that God is still speaking? I believe God is still speaking. I even believe that God is speaking right here in this convention. I really do. I thought about it. I'm not going to take the time to read it tonight, the scriptures, but 8 times in the gospel, our Lord says, he that hath an ear to hear, let him hear. Let him hear. 8 times in Revelations, he says, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the church. And to the Laodiceans, he saith, if anyone hear my voice, he says, open the door. If anyone hear my voice, open the door. I thought about 8 times in the gospel. He says, he that hath an ear to hear, let him hear. Revelations, he says 8 times there. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the church. He's talking about the church. He's talking about the Spirit. And it's also talking about the listener. But my question to us tonight, are we listening for God's voice? Are we listening? You see, our Lord, the Lord is wanting someone inside the church with an ear for God. I want to tell you, I don't have no ear for music. I said something about that last night. I don't have no ear for music. I don't know G from E or whatever. I don't have no ear for it. But there is one thing I do want to have, and that is an ear for God. Come on. How many marriages could have been saved if they would have had an ear for God? How many homes could have been together if there had been an ear for God? How many questions right here tonight among us in this service could be settled? You wouldn't have to be counseling with the pastor or going on Facebook and getting somebody else's opinion and ideas about it if you just had an ear for the Spirit of God. Come on, y'all going to hit me? I know right here tonight the service has been kindly, geared and keyed, to shout, and that's fine with me if that's what God wants. I'm all for it. I really am. Come on. Help me for a little while. But I want to tell you something. I'm all for if you can shout your way out of trouble. But I want to tell you, in that shout, you better be listening for the voice of God. Come on, y'all going to help me right here for a little while?
And Brother Bobby, don't take me wrong. I'm not against the shouting. I'm not against the running. And I'm not against the rolling in the aisles. I'm not against them calling us holy rollers. But I want to tell you, there is problems in our lands and in our churches today. The thing it's going to take to solve them is to hear the voice of God. Come on, help me right here for a little while. You know, it bothers me, Brother Dover, for some people to say, God has told me to do this. God ain't told you to go and marry no other man. You already got a husband or a wife. Come on, God hadn't told you to do that. Come on, help me right here. Oh, sweet Lamb of God, Brother Willis, you might better be getting ready. Come on, help me right here. But we are in such a fast pace. We're in such a fast move. Come on. We talk about in the world that it's, you know, things that are hurrying and are going by and, you know, it, living in the fast lane, really living it up. But did you know that spirit has also come right into the house of God? Come on. Well, others are doing it. Come on. Can you say amen? But God hasn't approved it. Come on. If there was a time you would make up your mind and you would pray through till the Holy Ghost spoke and then you would know. Come on. If it was a shady gray area, you wouldn't even dare to do it. Come on. Can you say amen? But come on. But I believe that God is still speaking in this day and hour. And there might be some of you right here tonight that has come to this meeting right here, and they might be a question in your mind. You might be come here with a confused state of mind, and God is not the author of confusion, my friend. If you would hear that still small voice of God, it's not, come on, it's not in the fire, it is not in the wind, it is not in the earthquake, but the still small voice of God. And listen, if we could just stop and take time and listen for that still small voice, I believe there could be some issues, there could be some problems, there could be some burdens, and there could be some troubles that could be solved right here in this convention. But how is it going to be? It's not going to be by Brother Lee and Head. It won't be by none of these other preachers, but it'll be by the Spirit. It's not by might nor power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. And when the enemy comes in like a flood, it's going to be the Spirit that's going to lift up a standard against him. And Brother Bill, I'm not trying to repeat your message. God had dealt with me about this before I even got here. Come on. But we are not listening. We're not listening. Before I came here, I don't know how many years, 4 or 5 years. I mean, this is just Southern talk, y'all. Y'all knew I was a Southerner. And I've got a Southern accent. And I roll my R's. Tina, Atlanta, Rita, it bothers my wife. I say if my wife was here, it bothers my wife a lot more than it bothers me. Come on. I went to Oklahoma and I was preaching about Mary and Martha. My Lord, I thought they was going to roll out of their pews. But then when some of them got up and they got to saying Ewens, I said, what in the world are they talking about Ewens? Ewens come now. So I have found out. My language doesn't bother me. Come on. Help me right here. Not the way that I speak being a Southerner. That doesn't bother me because I found out every neck of the woods I go to, they've got their own lingo. Come on, help me right here. But what bothers me is when we're not listening and hearing from God. Help me right here for just a little bit. Oh, Lamb of God, I'll never forget the time that me and my wife, we was a visit. She would, I mean, my wife would sit me down sometimes, you know, and she would drill me and she'd say, Leon, you say this way. Say it this way. I thought I was still in school and going to have, you know, get another diploma. Come on and say it 100 times and say it right. I said, Arlene, I'd say it right before you every time. And when I get somewhere else, I'd say it just exactly like I say it. Come on. Can you say amen? Help me right here for a little bit. I want to tell you what, we are more concerned about our speech and the way that we speak speak. Come on, can you say amen? But they was one day, we was a visit in the home of a lady that had had a stroke. It had affected different parts of her body, and it had also affected her speech. And when we was there visiting, they just happened to be a therapist there that was giving her speech therapy. Come on. And we went in. I said, listen, we don't have much time. We're not going to bother you. We know you got a job to do. And that lady said, that's my preacher there. Come on. And you know, I took time to pray with her. And she said, I'm a speech therapy. You know, when we got ready to leave, I said, you might can help me if you can. Come on, can you say amen? She said, what's the problem? I said, there's some people that talks about the way that I speak. Come on. And it bothers them. And Arlene was shaking her head. Come on, okay. Not for her to say nothing. Come on. But she said, I want to ask you one question, sir. I said, okay, what is it? She said, when you call those people's name, like Tina, like Rita, and you say Atlanta, come on. And she said, those people, when you call their name, do they come to you? Do they answer you or come to the piano and play the piano when you say for them to come? I said, they sure do. She said, you ain't got no problem. They understand what you are saying. I want to tell you something, church. We need to come on. But we are more particular and more careful about how we speak. Come on, what we are needing is some listeners, some people that will listen to what the Spirit of the Lord has got to say. I feel like even in these last days that the Holy Ghost is a talking to the church. I'm going to bring it even down narrower than that. I feel like he's a speaking right here at this convention. I want to talk to us. I really do. I really do. Oh, God, help me here. But we're living so fast. So fast, so quick. Everything in a hurry. Come on. Oh, God, help me right here. Pray. If you've ever prayed, pray right here tonight. Come on. If we as a church will listen for the voice of God and what God is a saying and what God is wanting us to hear, come on. But did you know some people, they don't want to hear, they don't want to listen to God? Come on, because they do not want their sins, come on, to be exposed. They do not want their sins to be disturbed. Come on, you know what we'll say? Let's just let well enough alone. Come on, help me preach right here for a little while. In other words, don't roll back the stone from Lazarus' grave. Come on, lest an unpleasant situation arise. Just let it lay there. But did you know what I say? Let the Holy Ghost speak. There used to be a time among us the Holy Ghost would speak and it would give an interpretation. Come on, and a message and things could be revealed. Come on, can you say amen? I remember a man one time in a service that was to come. I was going to preach to you tonight as God deals with me and directs me right here tonight. I really do. I feel like God's got something for us. He want to do something for us right here tonight. I know y'all want to get up here on the hill and hurry up and get that hot dog, but that hot dog's not a bothering me right now. What's a bothering me is that burden and that weight that's a laying on some of you right here tonight, and the Holy Ghost is a wanting to speak to you, my friend, but we get in such a hurry for the moving of God, and God's wanting to move among his people and right here in our midst. Come on. Come on, help me right here. I want to tell you, y'all know as good as you see this preacher right here tonight, behind this pulpit, that we've got troubles among us. We've got problems among us. Come on, the psychiatrist is not the answer. The doctor is not the answer. The lawyer is not the answer. Come on. But it's going to take the Spirit of God. It's going to take the Holy Ghost to move and the Holy Ghost to work. Come on, can you say amen? But we get in such a fast pace. Come on. We live in a day and a time. We are looking. We say, well, everybody else is doing it. Come on. Can you say amen? It bothers me and disturbs me as I was a saying a while ago, this man was a coming around the altar and he was a praying and a seeking God and a trying to get a hold to God. But there was a man that come out that was full of the Holy Ghost. He began to pray with him and deal with him. He said, "What's your problem, buddy?" He said, "What's going on in your life? Come on, help me right here for a little while." He said, "I want to tell you, I'm going to be just honest with you." He said, "I've got a little drinking problem." That man began to pray with him for God to deliver him from that drinking. As they was there around that altar praying and seeking the face of God, the Spirit of the Lord moved, and it moved on that man right there that was praying with him. He said, "Sir, so I want to tell you something. You got more than a drinking problem. You're just trying to cover some things up with that drinking problem. You've got problems with another man's wife." Come on, can you say amen? I want to tell you something, sir. The Holy Ghost can still speak in this day and hour. He can still reveal. He can still expose sin. And that's what he's wanting to do. Come on, help me right here for a little while tonight. But we get in such a hurry that we don't want to move enough the Holy Ghost. This brother right here asked me. He says, "What is this thing here you got?" I said, "Oh, it's just a little stain. It's just a little stain." I said, "Well, I might use it as a frisbee. Things really don't get to move and don't get to working." I feel like the Lord dealt with me about this right here. It's the reason I feel this on my heart. I really do. We was leaving the house early yesterday morning. I was out there. And this right here was under the garage there in my house. And my mother-in-law gave me this thing. I never have used it. But I want to tell you something. Mother-in-laws, they are good for something. I've got a good one. So I said, I just might as well put this thing into use. I thought about that thing. Y'all see that? What does that say? I might have to say nothing else. Some needs right here tonight among us that the Holy Ghost is wanting to help. How many times has the Spirit dealt with you and come and said, "Stop, listen, hear my voice"? Do you like it right there in Revelation? He said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me." For some reason or another right here tonight, I feel like your conscience has went off. The light has went off many, many times. You know what we've done? We just kept right on going. We just kept right on going. We just kept right on going. Come on, help me, help me, help me, help me while I preach. Help me while I preach. Lamb of God, help me right here. I feel the Lord right here in this house. I really do. I feel a good Holy Ghost. You know what the devil's afraid of right here tonight? He's afraid that somebody is going to obey God and they're going to come to this altar right here tonight and they're going to leave this house with the victory. Come on, can you say amen? Come on, help me right here. Brother, was it that lady right there that got saved? Come to, you don't care. Will you stand up right here tonight? Come on, stand up right here tonight if you don't mind. Saying, I'm not trying to, you know, but look. And Brother Roadcat was talking about the reason they could rejoice and praise. Come on, when one, and I believe if I heard you right, you said she come to church drunk. Come on, probably didn't understand a lot of things that was going on. But I want to tell you one thing she understood. There was a little light that was going off. It was a saying, stop. Come on, come on, can you say amen? You know what God is saying? You know what? We want to just run. Come on, help me. And I'm all for that. Come on. I want to tell you something that's more important than that, my friend. It's when one sinner repents. Come on. There is rejoicing in heaven, and the angels are rejoicing, and they can be rejoicing down here. Come on, help me right here for a little while. He's a saying to some of you right here, that, come on, listen to me, young people. You might be a dabbling around with some things you don't need to be. Come on. You might be involved on the computer with some things you don't need to be. And the Spirit of the Lord is just saying, stop. Come on. Now, come on. You might have some things hidden in your bedroom that your mother and your daddy don't know about. And the Spirit of the Lord is just saying to stop. Come on. Help me right here. I want to tell you, what could there be on down the road, my friend, that there's going to be destruction if you don't obey the Spirit of the Lord right here tonight in this house. Woo, sweet Lamb of God, I feel the Holy Ghost here tonight. Oh, sweet Jesus, sweet Jesus. Let me take my time right here tonight. I'm watching the clock. An article. This incident happened in the state of Florida. I was down there preaching for Brother Scott Hosteller here not too long ago. Probably the month of February, somewhere in there, 1st of March, somewhere. You know. There was a gang in Florida, teenagers, who, this is what it says, who brutally murdered three innocent citizens. Their weapon was neither a gun nor a knife. When the teens were apprehended, their clothing was not stained with their victim's blood. In fact, these teenagers were not even present when their victims were slaughtered. Come on. But they were nevertheless responsible for the crime. As a prank, they had removed the stop signs at a busy four-way intersection without the necessary signage in place. The drivers accelerated when they should have stopped, resulting in a fiery collision that cost them their lives. Come on. Hit me. I'll tell you something, my friend. We don't need no more casualties. Come on, help me right here tonight. Come on, for some reason. Come on, you say, well, brother, let's take down that stop sign. Come on, help me right. Holiness is not what it used to. Holiness is still holiness. Come on, can you say amen? Right is still right. Wrong is still wrong. Sin is still sin. And the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The Bible said the thief cometh but to kill, steal, and destroy. But Jesus come that we might have life and that we might have it more abundantly. You know what the devil is wanting to do tonight? He's wanting to take away that is a flashing in your conscience right here tonight and a wanting to get you down here around this altar. And the devil is saying, just go right on. You don't have to worry about it. Come on. Everybody else is a doing it. I'm here to serve. Notice on the devil, everybody else is not a doing it. There is still some that is a living, holy, separated, dedicated unto the Lord their God. Sweet Lamb of God, I'm a feeling the glory of the Lord right here tonight upon us, my friend. And the Holy Ghost is saying, stop. Woo! Oh, God of heaven.
Come on. Could I tell us right here tonight? Truly, truly today we live in a world in which the stop signs are quickly being removed. Come on. Oh, God of heaven. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Help me right here. Come on, church. It bothers me and it disturbs me. I was down south somewhere, and it wasn't Florida either. I don't mind telling you it's in the state of Georgia. I'll tell you that much, but I ain't going to tell you where it was at. I was preaching there. I was preaching a meeting right there. I began to preach on some things and to bring up some things and begin to talking about the flesh and the lust of the flesh. Come on, help me right here. Come on, oh, Lamb of God. Don't come on. Come on. I don't want to get out of my place right here tonight. I want to be able to explain myself right here tonight. But listen to me. If you own that telephone and you are texting somebody, come on, this is causing you to burn in lust, my friend. I want to tell you what the Holy Ghost is a saying. He's a saying to stop. Come on, can you say amen? Come on, oh, God, His Holy Ghost is wanting to rescue somebody right here. Oh, sweet Lamb of God, I feel the goodness of God right here tonight in this house, my friend. For some reason or another, I'm a feeling the Holy Ghost is a reaching for somebody right here tonight. You might be hurting, my friend, but you're going to find comfort in the Lord. After I preached that message, there was a young preacher brother that come up to me. He said, Brother Lynn, he says, as you were preaching, he said, I began to count in the name and count them on my fingers of the ones that's right here in this service. 8 young couples broke up, divided, divorced. Some of them in their early 20s. Some of them in their 30s. And some of them young preacher brothers. Come on, help me, help me, help me. I feel God right here now. Pray, 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 pray. Come on. And you know what that it started with, he told me? He said, Brother Lynn, it started with texting. Now, I want you to hear me right. I don't have nothing against texting if it's done and done right. But you ain't got no business texting somebody else's wife. You can call me jealous or whatever you want to call me. I don't want nobody texting mine. Come on, help me right here for a little while. And I told Brother Roger Powers, I said, thank God Arlene is not here tonight. And see, Brother Roadcap, give her all them roses right there. She'll be expecting that out of me. Come on, help me right here. So I gained one good thing from that. Woo! I hope she don't get this tape. Come on, help me right here. Oh, Lamb of God, I might be getting a new text. Come on, but I love my wife and I care for my wife. Come on, help me right here for a little while. But I want to tell you something, church. We are see, and it's not that God didn't deal with them about that. What God have joined together, He said, let no man put asunder. Come on, come on, you can't tell me. Come on, but I want to tell you something. No doubt the Spirit of the Lord went off in their minds time after time after time before anything ever happened and said, stop. But could there be somebody sitting right here tonight that the Holy Ghost is reaching for, and He's a wanting you to stop? Oh, I feel the grace of God right here tonight that is a reaching out. Hey, you're not going to interrupt me right here tonight. You're not going to interrupt this service right here tonight. If you get right up from where you at, you get right out down here around here. Hey, your help is going to be around this altar, my friend. But we're not listening. We don't want to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is wanting to say unto the church. Oh, God of heaven, help me. I want to preach to us. I want to preach against the preaching, against worldliness, and against things like what's been said right here tonight.
Come on. Come up here with me, Brother Rocap. I believe he's a great man. I believe he's a praying man. I believe he's a man of God. And I believe y'all right here have got a great pastor. Come on, and these other preachers around here are great brothers, and they're great pastors, and those that are pastors. Don't take me wrong, but I'm just using Brother Bobby. But when Brother Bobby begins to come down on some things, and I know sometimes as a pastor that we might be aware of some things, but when he begins to preach on some things, he begins to see some things that's coming in. Come on, help me right here for a little while. When he begins to see the split skirt are coming in, and the things of the world are coming in, and the different things, the fashions and the fads of the world that's are coming in, and he begins to warn you and to caution you about that. But did you know what? When we're going to override our conscience that is telling us to stop and to listen to what the word of God has got to say and to hear the still small voice of God, there is something that arises up within us. And you know what we'll say? He doesn't have no love. He doesn't have no compassion. I'll tell you what I feel right here. I feel that his heart is full of love. I feel his heart is full of compassion. I'll tell you what that it is. It's the Holy Ghost saying unto you to stop, my friend, and you keep on going on. You keep on running on. You keep on carrying on. But after a while, there will be destruction. Help me with this scripture that's coming to my mind in the book of Proverbs. He that often be reproved hardeneth his heart, stiffeneth his neck. Listen to me, ma'am. Listen to me, sir. Listen to me, young boy, young girl. It's not that you don't believe in the man of God. It's just to the fact you're not listening. And really and truly, you don't believe the word of God. He stands. At the door and knock. Are you listening? Are you hearing? You said, Brother Lynn, my conscience is still pure.
Not if you're entertaining thoughts. I tell you what the devil wants to do with your conscience. He wants to sear them with a hot iron. I feel the sweet Holy Ghost right here tonight. It is a reaching out to some of you right here tonight. And you know what? Really and truly, you're wanting to rise right up from where you're at tonight, and you want to get around this altar. Sir, ma'am, if you first, there's going to be some others to follow you. Come on, come on, come on right here tonight. The Holy Ghost has spoken to us right here tonight. Come on, come on. But Brother Lee, if you got a song, if it takes a song, let's get a song. If it takes a piano player, let's get the piano player. But the thing we need to do tonight, more than we need a song and more than we need a piano player, we need to get in around this altar and make it right with God. Come on, come on right here tonight. I don't feel like for some reason or another, I know I'm not much of a preacher, but Brother Paul Marquis, I don't feel like for some reason or another right here tonight I've missed it either. How about it? How about it? Oh, pray, pray. If you've ever prayed, pray. Pray right here tonight. Pray. I feel the Lord right here tonight in this house. If you're here, you backslid on God. Come on, it would be a good night to come back and get restored. Come on, if you're here tonight and you're in a lukewarm condition, it'd be a good night to come right here and to get your heart set on fire of the Spirit of Almighty God. Come on, who's going to be the first to rise up? Who's going to be the first to get right up tonight and come out of there? Come on, if God can do it for this lady right here, he's no respecter person. He can do it for others. Come on, if you are battling with some things right here tonight, if you are struggling with some things right here tonight, come on, help me right here for a little while, church. I want to tell you, some the world, the sports of this world doesn't bother me. There was a time I used to keep up with racing and that kind of stuff, but when I got saved, I left it behind. Come on, can you say amen? Help me right here, fellow. But Lamb of God, I feel the Holy Ghost right here tonight. That is a dealing and a pulling on somebody right here tonight in this house, my friend. And it would be a good night to get set free. And who the Son says free, they are free indeed. Wouldn't it be a good night to get the Holy Ghost? Wouldn't it be a good night to get deliverance right here tonight in this house? Let's everybody stand all over the congregation. Somebody come to the piano. Somebody come get a song. Oh, I feel the Lord. I feel the Lord. I feel a pull and a tug on my heart right here tonight. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Help me, if you want to get somebody to come and pray with you, if this thing is too strong for you and too great for you, you get some spiritual lady, some spiritual man to come and pray with you. If you are a man, if you are a woman, get a woman. I want to tell you something. We need to win this battle right here tonight. We need to be overcomers right here tonight. You need to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is having to say. Play, get a song, get a song. But I feel like I know what the Holy Ghost is saying. Stop and listen for that still, small voice of God. He's so gentle. He's a reaching, he's a pulling for you right here tonight. Come on in around this altar. You battling, you struggling with some things, but you can have victory. Victory right here tonight in the Lord. Sinner friend, come on, we invite you. We welcome you. Backslider, come on. Come on tonight. Come on tonight.
There's room at the cross for you. Hello, me. Come on, friend. Come on, neighbor. Come on. Come on. Bypass it, you may regret it. Go around it, you may regret it. Avoid it, you may regret it. Come on here. Somebody here tonight needs to stop. Put the brakes on. Stop. 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 Come on, folks. Come on, folks. Come on, folks. Come on, it's time to pray. It's time to pray. It's time to pray. You say, but that's not what my church preaches. Come on now. Oh, glory to God. You're not going to shake that in God's face. God's going to tell you when he tried to stop you. When the Lord said to stop and you kept going. You insisted on going. You just kept on pressing your way toward. Come on here. Come on here. Amen. Time to pray. Time to pray. Somebody needs to pray. Somebody needs to stop. 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 Not another step. Not another moment. Not another mile. Not another journey. Not another trip. The Lord said to stop. Come on here. Come on here. Would you pray tonight? Would you pray tonight? Would you get a hold of God tonight? Would you look at what the sign says? Stop. Stop. Oh, the Holy Ghost is dealing, telling you to stop. Stop. Amen. Now is the opportunity. Right now is the privilege. Stop while you have an opportunity. Stop before you burn the brakes out. And before you get to that steep incline. Oh, and it gets away from you. It runs away with you. Come on here. He's preached ever so well tonight. Somebody needs to stop. 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 Would you pray? Pray, young people.
At the cross.
Hallelujah. Stop, folks. Stop, folks.
There's
stop, friend. Stop, young people. Hallelujah. Don't listen to that voice.
You.
Don't listen to that lie. Don't listen to that one that's deceiving.
Yes,
don't listen to that one. Oh, that has no other motive. No other motive than to destroy. No other motive but to tear down. No other motive. Hallelujah. Pray, ma'am. Pray, ma'am. Hallelujah. Come on, folks. Come on, folks. Come on, folks. Pray, saints. Pray, saints. Pray, saints. Pray, saints. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Stop. Stop. Hallelujah. Would you pray? Would you pray? Would you pray? Would you pray tonight? Hallelujah. Would you cry out to the Lord? Would you call out to the Lord who is able to help you in the most hard and the most, oh, maybe even tragic area of your life? Hallelujah. Oh, come on. Come on. Come on, girls. Come on, young boys. Come on, folks. Come on, folks.